Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's Thursday. And we're like back.
We're back. We are here to talk about the Beverly Hills reunion and Summer House. But we can gossip first.
I love a goss.
Gossip.
So what are you doing next week, Court?
Ladies, we got the yacht. I got my tickets to Chicago. I'm going to see Ariana.
Ask, believe, receive. I saw you already DM'd her.
Wow. Jeez, stalker. Mary like goes into my DMs. After I send something, she's got to check it out, see what's going on.
If it has a blue check, absolutely.
Wow. You know what? You're saying. I read all the DMs, whether you have a blue check or not.
No, I read a lot too when they're not gone through already.
No. Sorry. Sorry. I'm active on the gram. I'm active on the gram. You're active on the stories. But I'm very excited because I was like unsure if I was going to be able to go or not. And now I can.
That I can't wait for a full
review.
He had it coming. He had.
Can you not record during Broadway shows?
You cannot. I will not be recording anything. Maybe like when they come and do like the bows, I could get some of that. I could get some of that. And like if I'm feeling great, maybe I'll try to like stage door it and like see, because I hear she comes out after every performance and like takes a picture with everyone. So like if I can do that, maybe I'll try to do that.
Cute.
I mean, look, if anybody
I love this for you.
It could happen. But
I feel
be
like
honest.
You'll see other people in the audience too.
Such as who? Like everybody else attending.
Who is on Watch What Happens Live next week?
Well, wouldn't they be filming that and not Chicago?
No, but they're gonna be in town.
Oh, you think like a Vanderpump person?
I wouldn't be so shocked.
It's not gonna be Sheena, Lala, like, or Sandoval, I'll tell you that much.
Trishelle went and saw it this week.
Oh, she did. Oh, you're just saying because people are
the traitor.
Yes. Well, she's a faithful.
Writer.
She's a faithful. But I'm just very excited about that. I almost, I'm like, you guys, I'm also ask, believe, and receiving, but not going to DM. Not going to DM. But I want a West run-in. Just like accidental on the street. Like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
I feel like the likelihood of that is pretty low. However, I think if you DM him, he would meet you for a drink. Because next week, it all begins. He's got his campaign process.
It's the madness.
High ranking as of what I can see right now, because the polls close tonight.
Polling closes tonight. So make sure to get to your quickest polling location, the closest polling location to you, which is your phone. It could be your iPad. It could be your computer. You know, whatever
you
screen it is.
Do a Google form.
Whatever screen is closest to you, make sure. And you know what? A lot of you are going to hear this after it's already closed. So I hope you already went. You know, I had someone DM that was like, I'm voting 20 times a day for the same 8 people because I need them to have a high seat. And I was like, that is exactly what I want to hear. I love that. So just as a reminder. Sunday, Selection Sunday.
Around 12-ish
PST.
I don't know. I'm hosting like 25 people the night before. Probably not a good idea on my part, but
you know what? It's totally,
it's happening.
But I think you can get up by noon. I have the faith in you that you will be okay.
Oh no, I wake up early. I mean, even if I go to bed at 2 a.m., I'll wake up at 7.
And all you have to do is sit there. And the reading, I know, is
but I'll be like stressed out, and there'll be some technological difficulties.
It wouldn't be a March Madness without that.
And then I'll have a puffy face and I'll feel ugly. Oh, you know, yeah. I'll keep on doing my makeup, you know, stuff like that.
You're a beautiful girl. Stop it. Even in your puffiest. So Selection Sunday, the bracket will then go out afterwards. You can, you know, again, there's no money on it, but you can just print out your bracket. You can make a copy on the Google Doc so that you can create your own. You know, you can do that with your friends. You can have competitions there. Believe me, I wish that we could do real gambling online. Like, I wish that was a thing. And then you could put your votes in. And then come that, if you are feeling very strongly about someone, we'll have a PowerPoint. Mary is making a PowerPoint. It'll have their photo, their whole name, and even a handle for their Instagram so that you can go scroll as far as your fingers will take you, as far back into the archives. It. And look, if you have someone you are specifically in love with, like you need them to go far, you better DM them.
Wouldn't it be like crazy if it comes down to like Craig versus Wes and then Wes takes it? It could happen. We didn't even think this whole year. We've only met Wes 4 times for 4 episodes.
And he's made that much of an impact. People are obsessed. I mean, it's
this
be
is
a
kind
tough
of what
one.
Happened with like the bow of it all.
This is what. Well, I actually also think there's always a Summer House recency bias because that's the show that's on air. So if you have a good season on Summer House, you're doing well in the competition. If you don't, it's not good.
Well, and maybe that's why James Kennedy is also getting a pretty high ranking, guys. I'm embarrassed for you.
Guys,
come on.
I feel like if the pickings are slim, just don't vote. Up to 20.
And then it's also interesting because, you know, you can vote just based on looks alone.
Yeah.
You can vote who you want to marry the most. You can vote based on personality. There's a lot of factors.
Who's a good partner to their partner?
Can tell that people are voting every which way. And there's
you can
no
vote just to be a troll.
There's no wrong way.
And there's no toll to pay if you're being a troll.
I don't know how James Kennedy has made it.
It's like it's the seed it's when you're that the best of the worst. When you're the best of the worst, somehow you get to shine. Think about the fact that we've been fooled by Tom Sandoval all these years.
You were. You were.
Oh, we're rewriting history now. Oh,
okay. You were gunning for him for March Madness.
You're right. And
you said he was sexy.
I said 2 days ago, if he hadn't done what he did, I might still be into it. Okay. I am
Harry Styles.
I'm a trash human with trash taste. And I'm here. Like, honestly, I probably need to go to a TA, like Trash Anonymous. And it's just for trashy humans like me who are into things. What are they? I don't know. I texted you about Summer House.
Sister Wives. Like, they're into Sister Wives. Anything on TLC?
I only watch Sister Wives on TLC, okay? That's the only show I watch. I used to be into 90 Day
Fiancé. What's the jail one?
Oh.
Love
After Lockup. I did like that. That was on WE TV. How dare you? I haven't watched that one in a while. I haven't. It's been tough. I am into Love is Blind. Did you catch up on this season?
No, I there's so much on the internet about it. Like, it does feel like it'd be fun to binge, but
yeah,
March wasn't my month to do that.
But like, talk about trash humans. They're full of them.
And it's did someone leave someone at the altar?
They always do, Mary. Love isn't blind. And it's like so funny though, because like most of the girls, all the girls, I don't want to say most, I'll support other women. All the girls are like gorgeous in their own ways. And then they find men who look like thumbs. Mm. And it's like, but they're also some level of attractiveness. So it's like love isn't blind, because it's not like you're like putting like real uggos on there to be like, oh, is it blind? You know, like, looks like they're all shooting for internet fame.
Yeah, I get it. That's like The Bachelor.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all like people. And Nick Lachey, by the way, on the reunion is like, you guys should be coming over here onto this show to find fame. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to find love. It's like, shut up, Nick Lachey.
Everyone hates Nick Lachey.
It's just.
We have the same birthday, though. November 9th.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
I like Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him. Everyone was making so much fun of him like a month ago.
Obviously, Nick Lachey. Wait, which song? Oh, yeah. That he was did bad. Like the TikTok.
It wasn't that bad. People are so mean.
Yeah. The internet is not a place to be on. I know. You have to be a passive person. Like, my favorite thing about going on the internet is reading people's comments. I don't even care what the video is. Like, something will happen on a video. I go, I got to go straight to the comments.
What? I never read the comments.
Mary, you are missing out on a TikTok. Like, because you'll watch this and be like, do people think the same thing I do? And then you click and you're like, oh my God, they're worse than me. Like, there are videos I send to people and I go, don't watch the video, just read the comments. Like, people are
Can you do that to me? You have never done that to me.
Oh, well, you're not in. Sorry, it's a book club thing.
Okay. I don't even want to be in that club then.
Yes, you do. Why are you in the one that says this isn't book club?
I barely respond.
Because we send it during the day when you're working.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll send you some.
Beverly Hills.
I want to talk about, because I mentioned about the Valley, about Britney's mouth. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You guys, today she releases this. First off, she's separated from Jax, but her, Jax, and Kristen do their podcast together. I'm like,
I think Kristen has her own podcast.
She's a guest on theirs.
Oh, this week.
Three of them, yes. And Britney, I guess, goes on
Not all the time.
I'm sorry, I'm referring to the specific podcast from this week that features Kristen.
You made it sound like Kristen was on their podcast full time.
I'm so sorry. Jackson and Brittany have a podcast. This week had Kristen on it. And there's a video now that's been posted from her reel. And Brittany's basically like, so a lot of people are asking about my mouth on the preview. And she goes, basically tells us that she's gotten chin lipo and the doctor thought she'd be healed by then. But her mouth is like that from chin lipo. Oh,
I feel so and then bad I for
feel,
her.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I feel
she did that Kybella.
No, she's done Kybella before. This was something else. I don't know. But I'm like, Brittany, just the way to drop the weight is just to divorce Jax.
I know. Well, sounds like
200 pounds. Why are they still doing their podcast together?
Because they have to make money.
Together?
That's why Tom and Ariana wouldn't break up. They're a package deal. Yeah.
Ugh. It's just like, I mean, I watch The Valley. I'm going to watch The Valley, but I'm like, why? Everyone hates each other.
On The Valley. You mean their spouses, the person they're married to.
Right, right. So on this after show, did you catch the Vanderpump after show from this week? So I didn't watch it when we were recording, because we recorded right after the episode. But so this after show, they kind of start introducing all the Valley people. And you know, like the Lallys, like Jessie and Michelle, maybe is her name. They're like,
they're already broken up, right?
They're already broken up. But they had to film the after show. I think they filmed the after show like last week or the week before. So they've already been split. But so she's like, I'm Michelle and I'm married to Jesse. And like the other girls that are sitting with her are like kind of laughing because they're clearly not married anymore. Like they're separated, you know, but for like for the show, we have to pretend.
That is silly.
And I watch and I go, God, I hate all of you already. I cannot wait to watch.
So you'll hate watch.
Oh, 100%. Like, I'm there. I'm parked. Like I said,
pretty interested in Jax right now. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a trash human, but welcome.
Hi, Mary.
They kind of sucked me in this week by saying that he was all around the town.
Well, and then he's like, so that's what they're also talking about too on the podcast, where they're saying, you know, it's this one photo, and they talk about it on the after show too. There's this one photo of me with a bottle girl, but her boyfriend took the picture, and that's, and Katie's basically said, like, also they're all going against Katie too. Like, Katie is trash. She's the one spreading this, blah, blah, blah. It's like Lala and Sheena co-signed that.
Yeah.
So, but we're not going to talk shit because you hate Katie so much. Queen Katie, I'm sorry. I will be team Ariana and team. Like, we put that post up over you, Ariana and Katie, or Sheena and Lala. And the DMs are so funny because it's like, how could anybody be Sheena and Lala? And then the next one's like, Sheena and Lala are the only correct people. It's like, it's so split on like how people feel. And it's going to be split with us tonight when we talk Summer House, you guys, because I am in the minority. I'm in the minority.
It's kind of embarrassing for you.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll get to Summer House and then
let's talk Beverly Hills first.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm saying let's take a quick break and we'll go into Beverly Hills.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean,
Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. So we are back. This was the final of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kathy comes out, and it's almost like I feel like Kyle in some Ouai was like, I want my sister to come as my support system so I can get through this reunion. She has so much power because there was absolutely no reason for her to be there. She didn't film one scene the entire season. It almost would have made more sense if instead of Erica, she talked to Kathy about her marriage failing. Like, yeah. That was just so bizarre. And then we're literally watching back from the previous season about Aspen. It was so bizarre. And then, okay, so I thought originally, like, when Sutton was getting sick from the previews, I was like, oh, they're making it look like it's Kathy, but it's going to be something else. But it truly was Kathy. It really was.
I think there's twofold. I think they sit under those bright lights. I don't think that they do a ton of breaks. I don't think Sutton, we know she has an esophagus issue. It's small, if you recall, it was a big plot point. And we also didn't even get into that anymore because she left.
But you could tell right before when they were doing the break, she was moving her feet because she has the neuropathy. So she's getting the pins and needles. She can't feel.
She's trying to wake herself up, hugging Kyle too. And she's like, if my feet don't fail me, I think she was experiencing maybe a little bit of vertigo. Like there's something that was going on. Do I think she maybe fainted? Maybe. I'm not judging that, but do
think after when she was like, oh, fuck this. I'm not sitting here for Kathy, who's not even a goddamn cast member, to come on this show. And then she's going to go after me and talk shit to me because I said I've experienced the wrath that Kyle does. Oh, hell no. And Garcelle, when Garcelle was like, was Kathy a surprise? And Crystal said, yeah. Garcelle's like, oh, fuck this too. She's like, I'm going to take you to the hospital. We definitely have to go. You know, they got an Uber to that fucking Cedars-Sinai, got out, walked in the urgent care, got in another Uber and went to the bar.
I don't even think they went. I well,
we
honestly
got video of them in the car.
Yeah, but I don't think they actually went to the hospital.
She's like, I'll have my personal like, doctor come to pass, my house.
Pass the vodka grapefruit. It's this is over. Like, no, I do. I mean, her blood pressure went up. That was a fact. Crystal was like, can't that was as high that. As mine. Right. Something made her sick. Whether it be Kathy or a combination of things, I am not sure. Then I started going, I mean.
You went conspiracy, full QAnon?
Like, then I was like, is she having like alcohol withdrawals? Like, I just started thinking weird.
You went deep. You went dark.
Well, I was like, I think this is a very layered situation. But yeah, I feel like she was like, I've already said my stuff. I want to leave now. Like
I'm not dealing with Kathy. What?
8 hours. Like,
why the hell is Kathy there? It pissed me off. First off, you know, and I mentioned this before, the Grand Dame of Beverly Hills, and Kyle's like, this is my fucking show. Like, like Kathy, I'm sorry, offered me nothing. She gave me nothing. I don't give a shit about her. I think she's a fucking monster. I think she can get off the show. I don't want her there. I don't even care about the Richards dynamic because it's not the Kyle show. You know what, Kathy? Originally, when Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was going to become a thing, it was offered to all three sisters to join, and you said no.
Right.
You don't get to have this be your show. Get out.
Next season, I would like all three sisters. And there's so many things with Kyle. I mean, when Andy asked her point blank if she was dating Morgan and she literally says no, and all the other women's reactions are just like looking down, like batting their eyes, like they're all like, she's fully in a full blown relationship with her. She admits, I love her. She's my friend. And then
guys,
she's
I still don't
dodges.
Think they're together. I don't think they're together. Still.
They 100% are. And she's like, he literally asked, can you see yourself with Morgan? I don't know. That you would not say that if you weren't with someone. And no. Kyle's literally opening the door. I'm evolving. I'm changing. I don't know what the future holds. And her future is with Morgan. It is right now. But I don't know why she fully will not admit it. Why is she
protect her girl? She's not divorced right now, and that's why I think it's all bullshit.
Full blown dating.
I see. I don't think they. I think that they. I just don't. I don't think so.
Also, Kyle lied to us again when she said she didn't know the creative and that they basically did this trade. Morgan was doing the music for me for the Lorraine thing. If I did her music video, but we didn't know the creative. Then they flash back to them. Talking about, we've been talked about so much in the media. We want to like throw
give
it back
something
at them.
To talk about.
And I've never kissed a woman before, and I wanted to see what that was like. Like, she's full. How can
like
how
they literally create, they literally did dating. The video because of the rumors. We're not fucking stupid.
But that's why I was so weirded out. And then also, then I felt like in some way. Kyle didn't want to tell the story. She was trying to say the least and the most. And then Mauricio in his new show is going to give us way more. And then
I'm tuning in. I'm binging that shit in one sitting.
He's already talked shit about Rick Hilton. Paris Hilton has responded. We talked about that on the last pod. I think we did.
No, I don't
think Hilton and Highland.
Did we read her comment of what she had said?
Maybe
I
not.
Don't think we had read the comment. Okay. But do you want me to read the comment?
Yeah. So basically, Mauricio tells the story, the story about how basically, you know, he was working with Hilton Highland. He wanted to be a partner. He was making them so much money. And they basically came back and was like, you're not going to be a partner. And he was like, well, then I'm going to leave. And then they weren't supposed to take people from his team, but he already had the UNC team. So whatever, he started the agency, took some people, there's bad blood. And this is Paris's reaction to that.
My father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. First off, Carter wrote this, you know he did. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press.
Frankly, we are all sick of him using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show. It is enough already. Kyle, you bet. Like, this is what's but, so
but
wild.
Then, but then I almost think that Kyle, so this next, I almost, this is another theory I have. Mm-hmm. Kyle wants to live her like more simple life in Aspen. In
she's
in
such
probably
a fucking
Nashville.
Liar, Camille.
Wait, let me finish my thought.
I'm commenting on your comment saying she's a fucking liar.
Okay, so
I was trying to speak and you cut me off. We do it to ourselves.
I can't. Okay, my thought is that Kyle wants her girls' show to be very successful. She has three of her daughters on this show, plus Mauricio, plus who even knows when they're ever going to get a divorce or if they will. Like, regardless, she wants Mauricio to do well financially. Okay. Yeah. So then I thought they might have like this strategy right now that they're going to tell most of the story on Netflix to get people to tune in, which they will. More people will tune in because they want to know more about this. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say anything about it on Beverly Hills. And then she's going to walk away of Beverly Hills and like have her Aspen life, have her life with Morgan, more living a more private life. Like, she's done 13 years. I don't think she wants to be a part of the show anymore. And she's like a bold-faced liar now.
Is I exactly really don't why think she's she lying. She 100% needs the show. She needs this show. Here's, I agree with you on the strategy, but what she's letting Mauricio do is hang himself to the crowd by airing all the dirty laundry. And then Kyle can play victim to it. Because I'm sorry, Kyle plays the biggest victim every single season. This is the one thing I can't stand about Kyle is she's always the victim. It's like, you have to bring your sister for support. What are we, emotional support sisters now? Go get a dog. You know, like, it just for me is like,
well,
so
she
she's
has
like
seven.
So she's like
a new one. She got another one.
Another dog?
She got another dog, another a puppy. Dog?
Oh my yeah. God. So I think she's like, Mauricio, feel free to air our dirty laundry so that my family thinks I'm the good one of not airing the dirty laundry. You say whatever you want. You look like the bad guy. The show is successful of that. So like, great. Because it's like, Mauricio's on TikTok too. And it's like, this is embarrassing. We don't need to watch you do a Beyonce, this is Texas Hold or Texas Hold'em dance. We don't need it. We don't need it.
I do feel like she finally did expose him and said, you know, basically for years, there's been all these rumors that he cheated and you start to believe the rumors. And I started looking around and, you know, I had my kids. I was always busy. We just pushed things to the side. And I could not push things into the side anymore. I didn't trust him anymore. And I finally walked away. Like, mm-hmm. she admitted that to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was appreciated in some way. But also, I wanted to know how many times he cheated.
Yeah. Like, exactly what happened and, like, who?
Where did you find him?
Like, and which woman was the final straw? Like,
and
who?
Then, like, why are they also, when he was on Dancing with the Stars, they were already separated.
Like, it's so, it's.
The timeline's not timelining.
Yeah.
The timeline's not matching at all. It's, because she's like, I wouldn't have let him do Dancing with the Stars basically like 2 years ago. But because we are separated, she like let him. But mm-hmm. then why are you upset that he's holding hands with the Dancing with the Stars girl? You guys
she
are both
have
supposed
her cake
to do everything.
And, eat it too.
And you're dating Morgan. It's just.
It sounded like at that point when he started doing Dancing with the Stars, because she had said too, you know, at that, like when he had kissed her on camera, I don't think this, I think this was only on the Peacock version, but when
I
he
saw it,
where she goes deeper into it, she went a little deeper into about why the kiss bothered her so much, because at that point they were already separated with each other, but hadn't told their family yet. So they hadn't told the girls yet. So she was like, he wants to pretend everything's okay when the cameras are there. And I couldn't do that. But also at that point we hadn't told our girls. So we're trying. So there's like this push and pull of trying to be, you know, a couple, representing a couple and then being true to yourself. So it's like, remember when we said she was already sleeping in the guest room at that point?
Right.
So I, also, it's like, so it's like the girls know, like you all live under the same roof. You can't tell me that people don't like, can't read body language.
I don't know what their household's like. I feel like sometimes
and
you
now
see,
the fact
you
that
see what you
want to
see. I feel like Sophia thinks they're going to actually get back together.
Yeah. Sarah and Alexia are like, it's,
right.
Yeah. But I thought he's looking for a house now. So it's like he's going to move out. It's like, okay, that's fine. You guys are rich.
I know.
You don't even have to buy a new house. Go live in Aspen.
I know.
It's like, go live. I'm sure the agency has homes all over the place that you could stay in. Like,
right.
I
now,
just,
Why was Merce there? What was she going to do with those ashes?
Sprinkle them. We didn't get an end credit of any toasting. So maybe we were going to sprinkle some Merce in a drink.
I did not understand why she brought those. Also, another highlight for me was Kathy telling Kyle she's been weird for 3 years.
And Kyle's like, that's not the timeline. Like, Kathy is such a bitch. I'm sorry. Like, even when Sutton was, like, feeling sick and Kathy's like, Sutton, you're 49. Of course you're going to go through menopause. It's like, shut the fuck up, Kathy. You stupid bitch.
See, I appreciate you guys, watching I'm so nervous. All those side conversations. And, like, so Erica nervous, trying. Mary. Why?
I live in LA and I am Beverly Hills adjacent. And I have to watch my back because
Kathy could call someone.
She could call the right person. She really could. And get you out. And she could get me out. But I am LA, not Beverly Hills.
Luckily, like WeHo girly.
Like, I don't know that she's coming all the way over to this side of town unless she got lost.
Well, she has weird hours too. So you're probably safe.
That's true.
I did appreciate how, like, all the women were like, Crystal was like, well, I thought you were together. And me and Kathy talked about it because we sent some stuff. And Dorit's like, well, sure did look like you were girlfriends. I'm like, they're all outing her. Erica is trying to bite her tongue. Like,
the amount of time Erica rolled her eyes was cracking me up.
Well, and I felt like she was like, okay. She was like nodding her head. She's like, okay, thank God she's finally admitting to the music video and kissing her. Okay. I can get down with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is she telling all those women?
Nothing. Well, she's like, oh, you saw it in the tabloids? Well, yeah, I saw photos of you on Instagram. Okay, yeah, so the tabloids, like, well, no, you're like personal Instagram, Kyle. The photos you're posting of, like, her sitting on your lap. I just don't think that they are together. And that's me being naive. I really think, like, she's like, Morgan didn't even know what Real Housewives was. And I was like, okay, but she knew who you were and she could do a quick Google. And, like, I agree. I think that outside of people who are, like, really into Bravo, nobody knows who these housewives are. Like,
no, I honestly don't think Morgan knew about her.
So Morgan just got a DM from a blue verified check mark. And
her
then
friend
was like,
told her who she was. I do believe that.
It's just, well, you're also,
I mean, I can't wait to
Morgan
see her
stand.
August 7th.
I know,
so.
You're a huge Morgan fan. It's gonna be great. I find the whole thing. She's like, Morgan would trade this. She's a critically acclaimed musician. She'd trade this in a heartbeat just to make music. I'm like, shut up, Kyle. You don't think that you're both benefiting from this? Morgan's probably had more plays on her music in this past year than she had ever had before. She's literally touring with Alanis. And now I'm not doubting Morgan's musical capabilities because I've listened to that.
She's great. Psychopath. Yeah. I love it.
We know. But, like, you I'm saying,
say
like,
I'm
the fact.
A psychopath.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Don't stop.
It's okay.
Okay. But the fact that, like, this relationship, whatever, friendship, whatever it is with Kyle, the fact that this has not catapulted her further into the zeitgeist of pop culture and music. Like, I fully believe that we as fans, mostly you, just playing psychopath over and over and over
like
again,
a psychopath.
Mm-hmm. Is the reason that how she got on, like, Alanis Morissette's tour. She's a good musician, so she's, like, talented and deserves to be on the tour. However, I think the fame of this all has definitely helped.
To be honest, sure. I'm kind of surprised she's just opening. I honestly don't think their music matches, but I like them both. It doesn't match for me.
But maybe it's just like one person.
Morgan's country.
Okay.
So that doesn't really match for me. I like both genres.
So are you going to an Alanis concert, but you're going for Morgan?
I'm happy for both. I'm saying, is it Morgan by herself? No, Morgan's the opener.
I was trying to figure out if it was just a Morgan show or if it was the Alanis tour. I guess it's the Alanis tour. I just don't care about this relationship anymore. Like, the elusiveness of her being like,
I did at first. I was very shocked to find out she was dating a woman. I was totally shocked.
Well, just now, from her behavior about it on the show in previous seasons too.
Right. Now I fully think they're dating. I would love her to just admit it to me. Nobody cares.
Send her a DM, Kyle, because Mary will read it.
People would be happy for you. Like, really? I think you've made this situation really awkward and shameful and not okay. Exactly.
It's
like, she's made it weird.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care about it because you're making it weird. Yeah. None of us care.
And she's only done this here. Nobody cares. Everyone be happy for you and excited. Yeah, but you've made it this like secret.
Like shameful secret. It's, yeah. Like, it's not. And you know what? And then you brought your sister into it and brought her to the reunion.
Then I'm also like, why is Morgan going along with it? Well, I guess for the notoriety.
Like, why is she being secretive about it? I mean,
I don't think Morgan wants to be secretive about it. Mm. Kyle is the one pushing that. So Morgan, I'm surprised she's going along with it.
Oh, but I'm sure
you got to do what you got to do.
Kyle buys her Hermes shoes. Like, come on. She's getting, I'm sure they love each other very much. I still don't believe it, but let's just, for the hypothetical here, it's just to me is like, Kyle, literally nobody cares. And then, but this whole reunion is like, Kathy's in the end credits. I'm like, why are we giving Kathy so much space to have
very
here?
Wild.
It's so annoying to me. It's like, I don't care about Kathy's opinion on anything. You weren't on the show. Go back to Paris and Love and go torture your daughters over there.
First time ever someone hasn't completed an entire reunion. First time ever we've had a guest that wasn't actually on the show. Like, weird.
It's like, at this point, bring Teddy Mellencamp back too.
I would love to hear her thoughts on this relationship.
Well, I'm sure you could go listen to her podcast, Mary, but F that, because she talks shit on you. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
And just to be clear, guys,
we need to take a break.
Mary hates me talking about this, but just to be clear, Teddy did not say Mary's name.
Yeah.
But she inferred.
It's not even a big deal, you guys.
It is a big deal because I don't like that she talks shit on our baby girl. I don't like it.
A thing. It was literally like a second. I'm not worried about it.
It doesn't matter. Like, we can talk shit. The moment they do it, you cut. I mean, that note, we can take
thick as thieves.
Yeah. You want me to tell you something about my family? Let's take a break.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Like unhinged. What did you drink or eat this afternoon? The energy level is
okay. I'll tell you, I was watching Summer House on my treadmill, on my walking pad, and the energy and the anxiety I was getting from watching it, I kept raising the fastness of it. So I just got a lot of endorphins right now. So like by the time I was like, I am running.
I can tell. I'm not meeting your level.
I am stressed, you guys. Summer House, I'm gonna be. Can I just give you my dissertation and then we can break it down?
And then, because look, I'm going to be on the wrong side of history. I know it.
Wait. Also, let me just briefly say this is what happened last week. And then I want to hear your dissertation. So last week, Lindsay accused Carl of being on something. She called him Cocaine Carl. Yet he was somehow apologizing to her on the beach. They both agree that they're scared of old Carl and that they saw points of him last night. And I believe it's because she's continuing to pick fights with him because she has so much anxiety about being around the other women because last summer went so poorly for her. Also, an interesting note is that she was literally talking shit about Carl to Danielle, which is like just kind of wild in itself. Like, we thought their friendship was completely over. She's invited to the wedding. She finally accepts the invitation. Mm-hmm. And also, it seems like Lindsay is very worried about their finances. Mm-hmm. She could perhaps be pushing him away, I think.
$20,000 on a 6-month life coach is wild. I also think the fact that she's saying, like, he's kind of lost. She said this week, too, like, Carl doesn't have a 9-to-5. I'm like, neither do you, Lindsay, but that's besides the point. But she's like, he wanted to do a podcast, so we buy all this podcast equipment. He doesn't do that. He wanted to do motivational speaking. He's, like, never done that and kind of, like, dropped the dream. He now wants to do this, like, sober bar where it's like, hi, do we watch Vanderpump Rules? We've had a whole season on Schwartz and Sandy's. It's like, I love the idea of a sober bar, but it's like, she's saying, like, if you want to have a family, like, we cannot have a bar. And, like, I don't want you working these, like, late hours regardless of, like,
I think she's resentful of him right now because she's bringing in more money than him. I think she's resentful he's, like, not bringing in a steady cash flow and she's still doing, like, the Instagram thing on the side. Well, also, all these people have, like, investments on the side.
Yeah. And I also think that she worked in PR. I bet she'd got a lot of deals for him. Like, I wonder if, like, and it just sounds truthfully.
She feels like she's carrying the weight.
Truthfully, it just feels like, and I'm not judging his sobriety, but it sounds like when he got sober and then he was kind of like, who is Carl? And didn't fully find himself yet. And Lindsay was such a good person for him to be around at that point when she was sober with him and like gave him this like plus one of feeling the same things he was in social situations and like kind of conquering this world together. And then I think it was timing. They get together and they're like, hey, this could work. Carl's been so lost for me this whole time. Just what does he want to do? Where is his life direction going? He's gotten into this relationship that now, as she's gotten back into drinking, you brought up a good point to me, and I'll let you expand on that, but that he is jealous that she gets to drink now.
Oh, completely.
And jealous in the sense
he wishes that he could still drink and go out and party. And being on this show is probably the most, like,
he doesn't want to break his sobriety. It's not that. Like, he's just as, like, he's not jealous of Lindsay drinking, but I'm like, you are, or resentful of him. Like, I think you are, though, because it's just such a, like, you can see them at the.
And her personality changes when she drinks.
Yeah, but I also feel like.
Mean and nasty.
This week's dinner, though, like, you could see when she ordered a drink, like, his face was just like, I felt like he was.
Because he knows where it's going to go.
But okay, here's
he knows that she doesn't casually drink. Okay, that she's gonna drink to get drunk, and then there she's gonna pick a fight, and she's gonna be irrational, and then it's just like the spiral.
Okay, so I want to talk, and I'm gonna get you upset, and I'm gonna apologize in advance, but I want to say. It was very interesting to me. I think Carl has wanted to get out of this relationship and use the show to do it. And I think he knows when Lindsay gets drunk that she can get activated in 2.5 seconds. And I think he knows those buttons. Lindsay said she's the only person who knows the dark side of Carl. And that fight of them sitting on the dock stairs, I was like, there is a dark side of Carl. And he is antagonizing her. So she snaps and he's very camera aware that he's like, I want this on camera so people can see it because I need to get out of this. And this gives me the reasoning to get out. There is a darkness to Carl. There is. He does not want to be with Lindsay. And I think he gaslights her. And I think he's lurking around that house whenever she's talking to someone because he's like, I don't want you to be talking shit on me. Like, this is not part of the plan. Like, I'm not saying Lindsay isn't a monster. She's a fucking monster. But when she said too, learning this week that he's still smoking weed, when she said like, what are you on? The cocaine Carl was fucked up. That is so fucked up. I'm not going there. But when she's saying like, what are you on? Like, are you high? Because she's basically saying, you're going to judge me. Are you smoking weed?
Yeah, but she should be very specific about that. That was really dumb on her part. She's doing it to antagonize him and to get him activated.
I think they're doing it to each other though. And I think I almost feel bad for Lindsay because I really don't think she understands right now. Carl is trying to get out. Carl getting all the boys on his side.
I mean, they're both literally, this is your, okay, I'm going to stop you now because.
Well, I won't finish then.
Literally, Lindsay at one point is guzzling down her vodka and telling him, I might give the ring back if I hear you bark one more time.
I would too. That barking is embarrassing. Twice on this show. Okay. I texted you and I said, Mary, make the barking stop. It's got to stop.
Then she literally spills her drink. And I feel like at that point, he's already like, oh God, she's already on one. Like, I don't want to be around her anymore tonight because I know where this is going to go.
I'm not saying she doesn't, but I think I think when she gets to that point, I think he antagonizes her. We seemingly never seem to get the video of this happening. And I do think there's a dark side. And I think it has to do because truly he needs to be with someone who is also the level of sober that he is. And the summer house is not conducive for Carl. He's a people pleaser through and through. He wants everyone to like him, and that's not a bad quality, but it's like, it's really hard for him to be kind of in this house with Lindsay. They're fighting, and his whole thing is to make sure that everybody likes him. They are at the point in their relationship now. Also, all their interviews that like their talking heads are clearly after the breakup.
Right. She looks so much skinnier.
But just the way they speak about each other, even when they're like, we're always together, like the way that they speak, I'm like, this is clearly.
I think she was frustrated with him planning the wedding as well. And 100%. She has a lot of resentment towards him.
And he's 100% not planning because he wants out.
In her mind, she's like, everyone pins stuff on me and he is the fucking terrorist. He was pinging at me in the car. And then he was. Me for drinking, and then all of a sudden he just like jumps out of the car, and he is the Jekyll and Hyde, and I'm the only human on earth that has seen his bad side. No one knows.
I honestly believe
Kyle's seen his bad side.
No, but I honestly believe I do think there's a darkness to it. At the end of the day, they're just incompatible and they do not know how to.
They have the conflict patterns, you know? He questions her drinking, questions the intake, then she questions his weed smoking, and she just thinks he's a hypocrite. But I don't think the weed smoking and the drinking is the same thing. Do you?
No, but I think what she is saying is like, how do I know when you're smoking weed? Like, you're going to come at me for my drinking. Okay, I'm going to question you then. Like, are you smoking weed? Because you're being a little antagonizing to me too. And maybe that, like, I guess I just feel like Lindsay is such an easy target. And she is, again, she's a fucking monster.
Everything triggers her.
And I think she does have such anxiety in this house. Like, you see her, like, overzealously, like, drinking because she's just trying to, like, find space. Well,
and then definitely hiding the rosé. She went into Gabby's room so people wouldn't see her drinking ahead of time.
Well, I think it's also, like, the fact that this weekend is fully, anxiety-ridden for her is so interesting because Paige isn't there. And I love Paige. Without Paige, it's a different vibe in the house. And do you know
it's
what
funny.
I mean?
Like, I didn't even notice that Paige was gone.
Yeah. Because there's so many people.
And right. But I love her. Right.
No, I know.
She is my girly. She's so smart.
Yeah. No, there's nothing. I guess I'm just saying, like, for Lindsay, I feel like Paige is her biggest, like, enemy in a sense in the house. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't there. So, like, the fact that, like, Lindsay keeps trying to, like, figure out ways to, like, fit into the group. And it's like, Lindsay, you're fine. It's almost like it's like the Kyle thing.
I don't think
thing.
She is, though. I don't think anyone wants to talk to Lindsay besides Danielle, who doesn't want to get involved in the situation. Gabby's kind of her friend.
She doesn't really want to talk about the Carl situation of it all.
I know, but she doesn't have friends in the house. Amanda's not her friend. I thought it was interesting that, like, she confided in Amanda in the morning and they had a good talk by the pool. And I thought Carl was being creepy, trying to listen to the convo and do
then
it
that
the pencil
fucking
dive.
Pencil dive, Mary.
I know. He purposely did that. He
he for also us to give us the go, ick.
He also can't go that long with like without she. He knows that they're both mad and in a fight, but he's like ready to get past it and move forward. And like he can't handle conflict, so he would rather talk to them and get it off his chest.
Totally. And Lindsay's earlier. Problem is, too, is that she can't admit to fault. Like, she can't be like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Like, she can't, right? Like, last week or whatever, she, like, doubles down, you know, she gave her, or 2 weeks ago, whatever, with, like, the water and everything. Like, she can't apologize. Like, I'm not team Lindsay. I guess I'm, like, I'm not team Lindsay in a sense. I'm a team, like, I can see both sides of things. And I feel like, yeah, Carl and his pencil hat, and then that fucking bucket hat. Matching suit.
The matching suit with bucket hat was really, really bad. But I also thought it was in, like, honestly, it's kind of interesting to watch this back too, because I'm like, he could just start drinking all of a sudden when he says, I'll burn this house down and drink 15 Lubberbys if she wants to see a real problem.
That was like, when I was like, I mean,
she's
up.
So triggering.
Please just break up. Like, you guys are so incompatible and you're ruining your summers. And it's so, such a bummer for them that it's gotten, it's like called bummer house now for them too.
And oh, it's like, I'm loving it though. It's
it's great as a viewer. I know. It's great as a viewer because we're
Carl's
watching.
Like, I'm not doing drugs. Lindsay's like, I haven't accused you of doing drugs. I'm like, we literally saw you call him cocaine Carl. You said he smokes weed. Like, what is going on?
Well, and it's just like they both like want people on their side, right? Like, she's talking to Amanda. It's like, I know, because it's like Gabby doesn't want to hear it. Danielle doesn't want to hear it. They want to just hang out with you when you're happy, Lindsay. Like, when you guys bring all this conflict, everyone is
like, you
don't
think she was gaslighting him on the dock? It's okay for you to judge my drinking, but I can't judge you. Why are you screaming at me? Look how you're treating me. They're constantly flipping it on each other.
Like, I agree. It's there. No, I agree. Again, I'm trying not to say it. I'm not team Lindsay. I guess I'm just saying I can see the antagonizing coming from him. She's as well.
Like, you're changing the narrative. That's exactly what Carl says when he breaks up with her on camera, you know?
Well, that she's going to be blindsided. But it's like these fights. Yeah,
like and that is, she's going to change the narrative. Like, they've already, Lindsay was the one that already said, you're changing the narrative. I mean, it's like kind of crazy.
But it's also crazy that they're doing this on camera. They're doing, like, that's why I'm like, Carl has a plan here. He needs for this to be on camera because he needs to get out.
Well, what happens when they go home? Because, I mean, okay, last week we watched, she literally calls him cocaine Carl. They make up on the beach in public. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, do they sincerely drop that? And because I do think they are conflict avoidant. And, like, they don't want to go home and talk about it more because they know.
But they're in couples therapy. Good. Carl talked about that. So right, I feel like they talk about it in couples therapy and they leave with some sort of resolution that they don't have to talk about until like their next session.
But they just like hold Band-Aid. The resentment the entire week.
Totally. They're putting a Band-Aid over a bullet hole kind of thing. Like, it's like
this. Well, and at the end of the day, Carl needs to just say to her, I don't want you drinking anymore.
Yeah, because, and I feel like he doesn't want, he can't, he feels like he can't say that to her. But it's like,
well, he says it. She rationalizes her drinking.
Well, it's also just, but it's also like Carl is sitting there counting it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because he's like, once again, going back to the point, because he's jealous because he wish he could do it too.
Yeah. And it's just like the whole thing is just so crazy. That's why I'm like, they're just incompatible. Yeah. And that's just why it's like so, but it's so crazy
it's
to watch.
Great, it's great
like,
that we didn't get down the aisle.
Yeah. Here's what's like funny too, because it's like, okay, Scandoval happened. Right. And the season was like already shot. So we're playing like a murder mystery watching Scandoval, right? We're collecting the clues. We're seeing like what happened. Yes. Like, what didn't the editor see this when this season's at, we are seeing the fight, like we're watching the progression and then we get the breakup on camera. So it's like, this is a crescendo. Like this is a thriller. This isn't a crime story. This is like a thriller, right? Like
we need to put down Team Lindsay or Team Carl. And I'd be curious where the votes lie.
Oh, I think it'll be Team Carl 100%.
But I'd be curious the percentage. Because maybe you're seeing a different side.
I think I'm 1%. I think I'm 1%.
You're a 1%er.
I'm a 1%er. But I just feel like I can see him needling at her. Like, I can feel, I just feel, they do it to each other. They do it to each other. So it's like, not, Lindsay's not.
And Carl, it's a lift. It's a lift. It wasn't.
She's like the Uber. Like, lift. I'm like, that's the shit too. If I'm drunk and you piss me off like that, and then you just try to correct the type of car that picked us up, like, okay, fuck off. Like, the detail with his, like, just stop. And then I thought, but I'm like,
But here's what I'm loving about this season outside of the Carl and Lindsay of it all. The fun that they're having is originally why we love Summer House so much. Like, Jesse and West have just brought out such fun vibes in everyone. Like, the date with, like, West and Sierra last week, I was, like, giddy watching it.
So are they dating in real life?
People say no now.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And I'm worried, guys. I'm worried because if you guys vote for West and he becomes March Madness winner, let's just say this is a hypothetical.
Okay.
And he fucking disappoints us. You know who gets the brunt of it? Us. We get the brunt of it and we vote.
I think he's a solid guy through and through. I think the why he's like so charismatic and why people are falling in love with him is like he doesn't require a lot of attention. He's got a couple one-liners. He's charming. He's genuine. He's his authentic self. Like, is he that attractive? Probably not. That mustache. No, you're in love with him because of his personality. And he gets hotter.
He's got his hair is like longer, got a little flip flow to it right now. I think he's
cute. He's got a full package going.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I thought Mark Duber was cute for a while. So it's like, don't ask me on my trash. Like, I'm trash. I feel like if you have a heartbeat, I'm like, oh, beautiful.
No, I'm obsessed with them. And like them, okay, them making out and then them cuddling in the bed and then him leaving like a true gentleman and not sleeping there with
her. Okay, Sierra, the self-control. If I was in my mid-20s or any age, I'd be like, okay, you can stay. Okay, but I guess he can hook up.
He also felt like he was a gentleman that actually left.
Oh, thanks for thanks for following when I said go to your bed.
Did she actually ask him to leave?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go to sleep now or something. But okay. Yeah, I mean, either way, they're very cute together and they have this like fun, flirty vibe that I'm like. And I feel like he also is the way at least it's been portrayed both on both sides, too, is like they don't require to always be like around each other. Like, no, they're keeping a little mystery.
They went in the car ride together and it was just like cute and fun, like on the way up to the Hamptons, you know?
But then they split when they went to the day restaurant. She even had her arm in Jesse's. They really are going to make this Jesse Page thing a thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really believing that.
I'm over that. It's like, okay, go for it. Like, if this is a storyline, like, lame. I don't want this storyline.
I hope like the finale party he gives a performance.
Oh my God, I would love. They need a talent show. I think they should do a talent show.
Oh my God, that's such a good party.
A Summer House talent show.
That's brilliant.
What would they do though? Jesse would sing. I feel like West would like break dance for us or something.
Okay. Paige could give a like a fashion show.
I was gonna say she'd like do like a styling.
Her and Sierra.
Or Sierra could show us how to do talent. CPR. She could show us how to do CPR. Sierra would do that. West would be her dummy.
Okay. Lindsay would make martinis.
No, a sandwich. Carl would make the sandwich. They'd do it together, right? Like, and then Lindsay would eat the sandwich. Carl would make the sandwich. Lindsay would eat the sandwich. Kyle would do something with like chugging lover boys in a certain amount of time.
Amazing.
Amanda.
Wow, what a great talent show.
Amanda would be like the judge.
She could groom her dogs.
Yeah. She'd do dog tricks. Yeah. Like sit, roll over. Yeah. And then who are we missing? Danielle?
Danielle's talent. Well, cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats. Them on.
Something like a mechanical bull riding contest. Like she goes the longest.
Yeah. Well, Sierra and already did that too. She lasted and Wes got thrown off. So there's something there.
She's always wearing a cowboy hat.
She is. She loves a cowboy hat. Honestly, I feel like you have to have a good head to pull off a cowboy hat.
I mean, Kyle Richards does it every day.
Yeah, but I think like Danielle can pull off a hat.
I'd agree with that.
Got a good head for a hat.
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Any like other breathtaking? Oh, let's talk about Kyle and Amanda and how they love that Carl and Lindsay are taking the heat off them. They're like, guys, if you just go to a wedding, that is a therapy session. Your wife will hold your hand, give it a couple squeezes, and it puts things back together.
I was laughing because they're like talking shit about like Lindsay and Carl in the kitchen. And I'm pretty sure it might have been Jesse Solomon that said this, but I thought it was Kyle when he was like, it's not hard to plan a wedding. And I wanted to be like, did you? Actually, I think he did plan a lot of the wedding.
But it felt like they were just like, because they're like, you know, they're planning a wedding. Like, that's probably why they're stressed. I'm like, Kyle, you and Amanda were literally fighting until the day you got married. Like,
it is. You get really caught up in it.
Well, just like, oh, I'm sure. I know. I don't imagine it's easy because there's so many details. We've talked about this. But it just is like funny with like the rewriting history. But then he's like, do you want to go to couples therapy? She's like, no, I'm PMSing. Ask me another day. I'm like, okay.
I don't think he meant right now, Amanda. I feel like it's also shocking that like a male would ask to do that. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it was shocking for him to ask for it. And she's like, I'm good.
I feel like she probably asked him. I feel like she's asked him a bunch and he like acquiesced like once or twice. And she was like, see, I wish we would make this like a regular thing. And then he did it. And now all of a sudden he's like, oh, I think we should do it. And she's like, I've been fucking asking you for months and now you're ready. Ask me when I'm not bleeding.
Right. But I also feel like she's like, you know, Kyle, I'm good. Like, I'm gonna, it's, this is all on you. It's based on your personality, your day of the week. You're all over the place. You flip flop. Mm-hmm. I've been saying, I want to be a mom. I want to move to the burbs. You're the one that's like not moving forward with that. I'm ready. Yeah. I think she would be ready to walk away from Summer House.
Oh, she does it because it's good for Lover Boy and it's good. And she knows that Kyle wants it and it provides them a stable income. Like,
right. So, and she's like, I'm ready to walk away from this and like start our real life.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I still have a year or two. Yeah. And it's true. I mean, it is true. Like, what happens when she does get pregnant? And that's why I think like,
I think about this a lot because I think that's, they've prolonged that because
of the show. Yeah. Because it's not like it's a Vanderpump. That's why I'm like, I want more city life from them. I know we're getting like a little bit, but it's like, Britt, you got to like transition a little bit more of the city and the real life of just, so it's more like how Vanderpump Rules like went from, we've like evolved from servers into just their lives. Right. But it's like, there has to be something. And that's why I also think too, is like if Loverboy as the show, remember they were trying to like,
yes,
for a Loverboy like business show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could see if that got picked up. And that could be like Kyle's starring role kind of thing that would push them towards the family line faster.
He would be like the Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like there could be like the next step is not more partying at Summer House because she's going to be like, so let me tell you, I'd love to not be pregnant. Like, we're going to watch it with Jasmine on Martha's Vineyard Summer House.
I'm really curious how that will work out.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she comes there and tells them while she's there that she's pregnant. Like, I'm just curious, like, how that. Granted, it's not the same as like Summer House because they're there for like a certain amount of time as opposed to weekends.
They were there like 16 days or something.
Yeah. So it's like, but I just could not imagine being pregnant and wanting to be in the Summer House.
She wouldn't go.
And Kyle would go.
Yeah.
And that's why I do think Amanda would go because she still, there is a little less trust. She does not want him going by himself for these things.
I think she has developed way more trust from him. I mean, she's the one that like goes home early now. She'll go.
I don't know. Week one, she brought up the cheating again. So just, you know, just saying. I love Amanda. I love the whole cast. I don't care. Like Summer House to me, this is like, it's a warm hug. They're bringing me back with the fun and the partying. Summer is fun, minus Lindsay and Carl, except I love watching it. I know. Like, I love it. It is insane. And I'm like, I wouldn't want to be in the house with these people when they're fighting. And it's like tension is arise. And it's like, who's going
to see? I would first? Like love for us to see their car ride home. Yeah. That would be the ultimate.
Here's what I also want. And listen up, Bravo. The pantry where we used to not have cameras in. Remember Carl and Paige made out in the pantry and then they put cameras in there. Turn the pantry into a live confessional. I want those idiots drunk in the confessional, telling us what's up, fighting, fucking, hooking, like whatever it needs to be. I want a live confessional, okay? Ooh. I want them to come home from a night out, turn that camera on, and tell me what's up.
Okay. I'm all in.
Okay. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. I mean, that was fun.
Always a good time. We will be announcing March Madness on our next podcast. And Courtney, have a great time at Chicago, in New York.
I'll see you before that, though. Right. See you on the gram on Sunday, 12-ish.
Ish.
PT, by the way. PT. Pacific time. Ish. And we'll see you there. Mary, see you soon.
Okay, bye.